beautiful Tuesday morning, and I really want to come to you guys because today I feel like I need to touch on what to do when you're dealing with someone in your family who has a mental illness. I feel like a lot of times we don't know what to do when we get in these types of situations. When we have a family member or someone close to us who's dealing with a mental illness, we don't know what to do. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I'm dealing with so much around me right now. You know, I have a situation with my mother's friend. Her son is dealing with one. I have a situation with my boyfriend's brother is dealing with situations as well. And I just think it's so important to touch on what to do. I think in these situations, like I always say, a lot of times we have members of our family who are dealing with things. We don't always know what to say or what to exactly do. We're just kind of lost, like what to do, what can I do, how can I help this person? And sometimes we tend to jump the gun, and that leads to us just ending up doing the wrong thing because we're worried about everything else around us. And we're worried about outside voices and what everyone else around us is going to think. But we can't think like that. We have to only not worry about what people are going to think or what people are going to say, you know, because their opinions should not matter. I always say that the first thing is, to me, if you're dealing with all mental illness, I really say that please don't, like I said, don't approach that person, be getting their face and be like, what's wrong with you? You're crazy. Why are you acting like this? Because I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, that person is going to react in a very violent manner. Or they're going to get upset with you because you're attacking them. A lot of times, when we have mental illness or mental health issues, we are not always aware. Things could be happening around us, and we don't exactly know sometimes we're acting out of doing weird things. Like, when I was dealing with my anxiety, it came back again. I was dealing with a lot of people saying, you're on edge, and you're doing, you know, a lot of crazy things. I didn't know I was doing all these things, you know. In my opinion, it was normal behavior. You know, it was normal behavior for me. I didn't realize, hey, my anxiety is kicking back in, or hey, I'm having panic attacks, or hey, I'm depressed. I just thought, okay, maybe it's just normal behavior. Maybe I'm just dealing with something. But no. And then when people would say to me about it, I would kind of get defensive, like, what are you talking about? I'm not doing that, or I'm normal, but this is normal me. What are you talking about? You get defensive because that's the first thing that pops in your mind. You feel like you're being attacked. And you really need a good support system when you're dealing with issues like these. Like I continue to tell people around me, when you're dealing with someone with mental illness, you have to handle this lightly. You know, you have to tread lightly. I always say monitor that person to see how their behavior is. Monitor them, stand back, and if the behavior continues, then you intervene, and then you try to help that person. But again, people are not going to want to get help, you know, unless they feel like they need it. And a lot of times we go to people and say, hey, you need to get help. They look at us like we're crazy. I don't need help. There's nothing wrong with me. What are you talking about? You probably are the crazy one. That's what we're thinking in our minds. Because that's just how we're kind of equipped and programmed to think those things. They're like, what? This person say, I need help. No, you need help. But I think really, like I say, a lot of people, you really should do therapy or do a lot of research on mental illness in order to handle it. Because if you don't know what you're getting into, you are not going to know how to deal with having someone in your family or around you in general as a friend or whoever dealing with a mental illness. If you don't tread lightly, if you don't know what you're getting into, if you don't do your research, it's super important to do all those things. And sometimes you do have to intervene as a family member or whoever, a friend, to say, hey, you do need to get help, and maybe you have to go to something even extreme, and you may have to get them put into a psychiatric ward or places like that to help them, or a hospital, wherever they have to go, because sometimes what we say and do is just not enough all the time. They may need extra help, and they may be pissed off and angry with you in the beginning, but in the end, that person will thank you because you care enough to help them, to save their life, because you don't want them harming you or anyone around you. And I think what bugs me, irritates me the most about the system and just everything when it comes to mental health is not taken seriously enough. People will go out here and do the craziest thing, having a mental illness. You call the police and you say, hey, my son is doing this to me, my daughter did this to me. And they're like, oh, well, they're 18 or 19 or 20. I can't do nothing about it. It's up to them to go get help. And that's the most irritating thing to me. You're telling me someone can go out here and harm someone or hurt someone or endanger themselves, and you're going to say because they're, you know, over the age limit and they're not a minor anymore, there's nothing that can be done. They can just go out here and do the most craziest things and harm other people, and you're just going to let them go out and continue to do it. This situation happened to my mom's friend. Her son was doing all kinds of stuff. He has mental illness. And, you know, like I said, I think in a previous episode, she called the police. They're like, there's nothing they can do. They were going to let him go out here continue on doing the things he was doing and harming the people around him and probably trying to harm himself. And they weren't going to do anything about it. I think that's absolutely crazy. You know, I think it needs to be more people, you know, equipped to helping people with mental illness. You know, you can't allow this person to just go out back in the world and harm themselves or harm someone around them. It needs to be more laws and things, I think, put in place for that. I really honestly do. But I also think, as I said again, people like the family members and the friends need to also be more educated on what to do and how to intervene when it comes down to having someone dealing with a mental illness. Because if we are not equipped and we don't know what we're walking into, then how can we help that person? And we'll probably do the wrong thing because we don't know what we're doing or what we're walking into. And this subject, like I said, is so near and dear to my heart because I have a special place in my heart for this mental health. Because to me, it's super important. It's super, super important to take care of yourself, as always. Take care of your body, take care of your mind, and always put yourself first so that you can be, you know, okay at the end of the day. But I say to anyone out there dealing with someone that has a mental illness, you know, don't feel bad because someone in your family is dealing with it. Don't feel bad. It happens. You should still love that person, and you should not care what anyone else thinks. That person is just still your family member, still your friend. They're just dealing with some things, and they need that support because out of support, they're out here lost. They need that support. They need someone to say, hey, I'm here. Even if it feels like sometimes they don't want you around. They hate some of the things that you're saying to them. And they're like, why is this person here? Why are they saying this? Why is I help you? And you make it on their last nerve. But at the end, I'm going to tell you, they're going to thank you so much in the end because you were there. You cared enough instead of just sitting back and being like, whatever, I don't care. I'm just going to let them do what they want to do. They want someone to care. Because when I'm in my issues and I'm going through things with my depression and my anxiety, it's good when people reach out to me and say, hey, I'm here for you. Because a lot of times, like I said, I tend to try to cover mine up. When I'm going through a moment where I'm having anxiety or having depression, I tend to try to cover it up from the world. I won't tell anybody, and I'll wear this big smile. But the moment that I sit down with someone and I open up and I become vulnerable a little bit, and I tell them what I'm going through and how I'm feeling, I start to feel better. So that's a weight lifting off my shoulders. Because finally, I'm releasing it. I'm not keeping it. I'm not pretending to be happy when I'm really not. I'm finally telling my truth and living in my truth. I think that's super important. It's so important that if you need help, you get the help that you need. And don't just hold it in and say to yourself, because all that stuff, you bottle up, and in the end, when it gets released, you don't know how it's going to get released. You know, you could harm somebody in the process, or you just don't want to hold that in. And I just think that if anyone out there is dealing with someone, like I said, with mental illness, the best thing for you to do is be there for that person. And just make sure that they are okay during their time of need. And if you have to get them a therapy or whatever you need to do, do what you have to do. You know, but don't feel, like I said, don't ever feel bad because you're going through this. And don't feel like you're alone. There's so many outlets nowadays. There's so many things you can do to get help. And there's so many people that will help someone. You know, so don't feel alone. And don't feel like you're the only one going through it. Because there's so many people out here dealing with things like this, okay? And you're not the only one, and it's okay. And it's going to get better. It may seem like it's tough right now, but it will get better. And anyone out there right now, like I said, who's dealing with mental illness or dealing with someone in their family that has mental illness, please be there for that person. Please help that person. Please know today is going to get better. Pray to God, you know. Again, like I said yesterday, Joe Alstein has been a lifesaver in my life. I listen to his radio station every day, if not every day, every other day. He's amazing. Even listen to his show on Sunday mornings on Lifetime. And guys, it will definitely help you get through it. You know, I just need to hear a good word to help you get through it. And again, guys, I hope you enjoy this beautiful Tuesday, guys. Be blessed, be happy, be loved, and remember to give someone a hug today and tell them that you love them. And believe me, guys, it will get better. But all you can do is do the best you can do. Be there for that family or friend, even be there for yourself. And do the best that you can do, guys, and take care of yourself as always. I'm signing off now. Thank you for tuning in.